It's good to be here with you today. Over the last 12 months, honestly, it's been awesome.
LSU tackle Vidal Alexander
with
three.
Arthur, with Thomas, the players, the staff of promoting and building a culture, one where we just constantly push each other to see how good we can get. That part has been exactly like I'd hoped. I've lived here a year, and before moving down to the South, I know we were going to go to a football city, and part of that country was so important. What I learned was how hungry our fans are for a championship, and that fired me up. Our fans have swagger, and I love that. And the people from Atlanta, they're tough, they're competitive, and I want our team to represent that. It's my hope together that as we go together and creating an environment, even at our home stadium, that brings our fans and our team together like no other place. So loud that when an opposing team has to come there, the false starts are a factor in getting in the quarterback's head. So together, that's where we're aiming for. And I cannot wait to get rolling with 2016. So I learned a lot. And over my first year, I learned that the learning never stops. And we're continuing to try to improve and grow in a lot of areas. And that's really where our focus is heading into the offseason. With about 100 or so days left before the players come back, the draft will be here. So we're ready to get rolling. And with that, I'll open it up. There's some questions for you guys. Not yet. And the question regarding Rod, he's somebody you certainly know we have such respect and admiration for as we're building this team together. He and some other players go on to that line, and we're not into that decision yet. And when we do, regarding team building processes, we'll fill you guys in.
Should fans assume that he's safe since some moves have been made already? Or?
We're still in the process of everything that we're going through, and not just with Rod. So that's every year we're going through this team. And finding ways that we're going to do it and build it all together. So that wouldn't read into it one way or another. But we are going through the process together.
North Dakota State tackle Joe Haig, table six. North Dakota State tackle Joe Haig, table six.
Can you repeat that, please? Yeah, Hardy made a significant impact. One of the things I most respect about him is that it was a guy who was really working to develop himself. And when you walk past, you know, one of the meeting rooms and you see he and Julio watching tape together and talking about separation and beating man-to-man, like, that's a guy who was digging to find it. He's made a huge impact on us already. His toughness that he displayed on special teams was certainly evident for a guy who had no special teams experience to come in and contribute in that way. His run through the catch ability is exactly what we'd hope for. So we're expecting big things from Justin in 2016. I'm certainly not surprised. I know the relentless recruiter that Will is, and I know how, you know, important that part of, you know, the game is to him. And I know for he and his staff, you know, he is absolutely going to put the work in. And, you know, in the college game, that's where it starts in terms of the relationships that you build recruiting. So I'm not surprised. And I think a number of the coaches in the SEC now I have some connection with, and, you know, Will being one of those. And I think he'll be off to a great start. Yeah, you know, I have read them, and knowing Bruce, and I know a number of guys across the league, and it's one of the fun parts of being a coach where you get to meet different guys along the way, whether they're on a team that you were with or just like experiences like this where you met guys and you kept up with them through the years. So I'm not surprised. Bruce and I always have had a great connection, but as far as, you know, free agency and where we're at with that, that's a lot of speculation. One of the things that always impressed me the most about Terry and his group is how hard his unit plays. And that's been certainly the true from the time in Atlanta through other teams that he's with. And so for him now to have that kind of calling card on an entire offense, I think speaks volumes for Terry. But it's just always the groups that he's been a part of for one reason or another that, you know, he was able to pull out the competitors in them, and whether it been at receiver, at running back. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do and when he has the whole group now as part of one umbrella.
West Virginia punter Nick O'Toole, table two. West Virginia punter Nick O'Toole,
yeah.
Table two.
That part, for some guys who have some questions that they'd like to answer and be in front of some guys, I think it's really important. And as we go through this interview process with the players, that's part of the one where you can connect and find out whether it's in 15 minutes or you schedule some time afterwards and say, all right, let's find out more about one another if it's a good fit back and forth. So those interviews that take place are really important. Yep. I think the background of him defensively and then his background as a head coach where he was involved with the offense gives them some unique perspective. And his ability to teach is almost like no other. And so I knew the teacher first, what type of coach he is, and then from the scheme standpoint and that part, we'll get that across. But I wanted to hire the very best coach, and it just so happened that he was already on the staff. And so for his humility, say, okay, Q, whatever we need to make this the best for us, move, if that's what you want, I'll do it. And it's guys like that that make, you know, my job, you know, I've got a lot of appreciation and admiration for Ra, but I just had this feeling. I know what kind of teacher he is. I know the energy he brings. And then having that defensive perspective, I thought would be really valuable. So kind of the three-part.
Coach, it seems like you're seeing more and more trying to three-down, multifaceted, workhorse
runner in this league. Yep. I think what makes him so unique is the catchability. And so he's a factor on third down for sure. So we want to make sure we're getting the touches, not just on first and second down, but on third down as well. What makes him so unique, he's not just a receiver out of the backfield. You can align him up in an empty set. You can motion him back in, motion him out, where he can be used almost like a slot receiver. That's the stuff that he brings. I've said before, he's short, but he's not small. And he brings a lot of toughness and energy to our team. So I think kind of the future for him, it's really bright. Sure. I think, and I can relate to this, sometimes when a new coach comes in and you're still part, you know, of the same program, it can almost be like being traded to the same city. It's new faces, new scheme, new ideas, new culture, you know, to some degree. So I think any time now that you've been in it a year, he found the things that he does really well in it, likes, how can we tweak it to make it better? That's where we're at. So I think naturally, you think there's some things as you're going from year one to year two to improve upon, and I'm fully anticipating that. Yep. I think it's the speed, number one. If that part of our defense can get right, then I know we have a chance to affect the quarterback, to create turnovers, and that part of our game, we're not there yet. And so when we add that speed to the club, the foundation, the principles, the tackling, the mindset, that part is firmly established. Now, if we can continue to add the speed and attitude to that club and to that side of the ball, that's when some of the other things will take place. That's when more of the turnovers come. That's when more of the hits on the quarterback come. So I want it to be where in our building it's so loud, and so our guys are going to be absolutely flying off the ball, going after it, and that's what I'm looking to create for our own defense.
Anybody else? Coach, what's the state of the tight end position?
Well, the first thing, Jacob Tammy, I thought we came in and had a terrific year, and I think it was, from his standpoint, it might have been the second most, you know, career catches he had, and then behind him with Toilolo and Moyaki, and in that role, we're trying to find which each guy can do and the unique stuff that he has. Certainly, Tammy is the pass catcher in our group, and we use Toilolo and Moyaki more in the run game. It's a really important part of what we do, both in the run game and in the pass game. We'll continue to keep pushing and evolving the position, too.
Dan, up until a couple of years ago, no one had won the division back-to-back. Now the Panthers have won it three times.
Yep.
How do you solve that riddle? How do you get past that?
Well, I think the first thing is we're going to make it about us and how our attitude and style, because if we just keep kind of comparing ourselves to them, I don't think that's the way you go about it. You do it in your own way, and it's our speed, our attitude that we'll play with. We certainly tip our hat to them, you know, for the job they've done, but by the same token, we're coming too. So I want to make sure it still comes down to us and our mindset and our attitude, but I got to give them credit. And so for 3 years straight, they've played the best in the division, and we're excited for 2016.